The text says in verse 30, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. These actions represent an attitude of aggression, a mindset of violence. People who live by this attitude in life take by force what they want from others. People that possess this attitude are insensitive and have not any comprehension of the meaning of compassion. They see people as objects and things to be exploited for ill-gotten gain. They are experts at extracting all possible value and worth from vulnerable human beings. People with the attitude of aggression see the world as a hostile dog-eat-dog environment that requires one to kill and destroy or to be killed and destroyed. Heartless tyrants and merciless dictators all over the world are driven by this violent attitude of aggression. Such tyrannical leaders use fledgling governments as weapons to commit armed robbery against entire people groups. They rob their own people of personal freedom and precious liberty. They have become political experts in the art of robbing people of their human dignity. It is equally important that Christians in America acknowledge the truth that we too have some fellow citizens within our own national borders that are driven by this violent and aggressive attitude. The violent attitude of aggression drives such people to prey upon their fellow citizens through economic robbery, cruel injustice, slumlord housing, and fraudulent deception. Some terrorize vulnerable communities through selling drugs, gang violence, and crimes against their fellow citizens that are already trapped in the cold grips of poverty. It is heartbreaking to see innocent children that have to grow up in such violent and aggressive environments within many of our major inner cities. When looking into their bright faces, one can't help but observe the invisible scars within their eyes. These invisible scars in their eyes exist because the children's hope for the future has been assaulted.